WOOC producer Sean McLean sat down with Lydia Romero, founder of Caribbean Day in the Park, to learn about this spectacular annual event founded 13 years ago.
Well, I decided to bring that up here. I'm trying to get all the cultures together and let people know that we can get along. And it's like a community fun day for everybody that's in Troy, even though they come from all over the place. I've been trying to do that for like 12 years now and get everyone that's either Caribbean or non-Caribbean all together.
Okay. Can you remember the first one you did?
2005, yes.
Okay, it brought a smile to your face. Tell me a little bit about that experience, putting it together, the event, how you felt afterwards.
Well, I always feel great because it's something I love to do for the community, and I love to see the community come out and join together as one and see what kind of cultures come from other places and bring to them, you know. And I just get a warmth in my heart when I see people having fun, all the family members, everybody. You see the children performing from ages 7 on up, whatever we do. You know, it's like the community itself. There's a lot of talent down here, and also keep the kids busy. If they know to look forward to something, they keep themselves busy during the year to get ready for that one day.
Wow. So 12 years or 13?
It's been 12 years, 2005, so it's 13 years.
13 years.
Yeah, this is the 13th one, right?
Looking back on this one, as you were putting this one together, what thoughts came to mind? Did you have any obstacles?
Definitely the weather. The weather was a big obstacle, but, you know, rain don't stop no show as far as we're concerned. We go full speed ahead, and we went ahead. And this time, I tried to bring some people from outside of Troy to come in and perform for us to show us there's more in the surrounding area. This time I brought a big band that's called Platinum One Band out of Long Island City. I went and I saw them perform, and I just had to have them to show the Caribbean flair from straight reggae up to calypso. They mm-hmm. do it all. So basically I just try to bring new things every year if I can find that talent.
Wow. Okay. So one of the things that I noticed is as the rain, I heard you mention the weather, as the rain was coming down, individuals actually started to dance in the rain. Talk to me a little bit about that.
Oh, yes. I was one of those individuals. I had me a little rain hoodie on, and I showed them that it doesn't stop any show. Let's go and just enjoy ourselves regardless. It's just God crying and telling us he's there. No problem. We're still going to go for it.
Wow.
And we did that.
Wow. Yes, we did. So, what's next? This is the 13th year in a row that you've done Caribbean Day in the Park. What's next year looking like?
Well, next year I'm getting ready. Thank God, after all these years, I'm starting to meet with some of the Caribbean people, like in Schenectady and Albany and some of the associations, and hope to bring them along and get involved with it. So this way, not only my record company, which I've been doing it under L&M Records, I would love to see that all the Caribbean associations interact and sponsor us. It would be nice to have that. So I'm going to a meeting on Saturday, and hopefully I'll get a good outcome from that for next year.
Good, good. Mm-hmm. So as a mother, a community organizer, an entrepreneur, a wife, how do you do it all? Where do you find your strength or your passion?
Well, the strength, you know, that comes from the Lord above. We know
Amen.
That because he
Amen.
Gives me my strength. And when I have a problem and I want to melt down, I go in my room and close and I talk to him. So that's where I get my strength from. But energy, I just get it. I'm like, I'm down and dirty with the kids. Just like I do a 24-hour child care. I'm really interactive with kids. They keep me young, so I keep going like a time clock.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, like I said, all my strength basically come from the Lord above and the love of people and try to get them together as a unity, as one. If we can do that, that'd be nice.
So your thoughts about Troy. As you're planning this day, you're seeing that pools are shut down, you're hearing that certain homes are now being foreclosed. Troy is looking like it's rebuilding. What do you think of the process that's going on in Troy right now with that?
Well, I see, like you said, some of the things are closing down and other stuff, but I see other stuff being rebuilt. It's coming up. Like, we got hotels and different things. They look like they're trying to bring the lifeness. I say the lifeness back to Troy. And I want to be part of that, but showing them by we having this Caribbean thing. And it would be nice to bring either more entertainment, more different cultures, different things to say that we all can do it. We can do it. Let's bring Troy to life. Don't let it die.
Yeah, yes. I agree with you. I completely agree with you. Mm-hmm. So we have listeners out there of all ages, and one of the things we do is try to encourage our youth to be creative, to be innovative. Mm-hmm. For all the young teenage girls, adolescent girls, young women out there who may not want to do the 9-to-5 hustle and bustle rat race, what encouraging words would you have for them listening right now?
Okay. Stay in school is number one, because you really can't do anything without that education. The second thing I would say, why not do a 9-to-5? You want to support yourself. You want to feel like a woman of your own. You don't want to rely on other people. Stand up, do your 9-to-5, what you have to do. It's not that you don't want to do. You must do this. And especially the young girls that's having children now, you got to set examples for your children. Okay, your life is done. You did what you need to do. Stand up and be a lady, a woman, or whatever thing. I've been there. I've done that. I had my kids young. My kids is older. I have great-grandkids, everybody now. So I've been through each step not being defiant. Don't be defiant. Take what you need to do in life and roll with it. If you feel like you need help or someone to talk to, reach out. We have different churches. We have different things. Look up in the community. Look up on Facebook. Say, what community do you have that young women can talk to? A lot of things will pop up. So use social media as positive, not negative. And this will be a great tool for you to look forward in the future.
Wow, well said. Well said. So as I'm about to wrap this interview up, I was actually there at Caribbean Fest. I was one of the people dancing in the rain. I couldn't help myself. It brought joy to see people coming from all over just asking what's going on, the curiosity of the live music, of the people, of the children playing, of the voices, everyone basically having a great time. What can top this?
More activity, more music, more live, more people involved, different community, different cultures, everybody, whatever you have to offer, bring it out. Display it. Let's see it. Let's get everyone together. Let Troy be as one family. I mean, that would top it.
Okay. So if somebody was interested in doing that, partaking a part of that, how could they get a hold of you?
Well, it's never too early to start. Call me as soon as you want. Say, I want to be involved next year. Just call me at 772-708-8430. I sleep with that phone, so call me at any time. Even if you want to talk about certain things, call me at that time. I'm open for anything, and we can always get it together.
Great. Lydia, a.k.a. Angel, you definitely are a part of Troy. And I definitely want to thank you for being one of Troy's heroes, standing in the gap for where others haven't. So I definitely want to thank you for even taking the time out to do this interview. And again, it was a great time. I definitely look forward to being at the next one. Any final words?
Just everyone, come and join us. Let's have fun. Let's make this a family fun day. Hopefully it won't be raining, and we can lay blankets on the hill and we all enjoy ourselves as families.
Again, that's Lydia Romero, a.k.a. Angel, and I'm Sean McLean, 105.3 WOOC. This is another version of Troy's Heroes.
That was Sean McLean with Lydia Romero, founder of the annual Caribbean Day in the Park.
For those just tuning in, I'm Kleanna Lightbourne.
And I'm Eric Newton. You're listening to the Hudson Mohawk Magazine on 105.3 FM, Troy.
To learn more about the Hudson Mohawk Magazine program, to listen online, and to learn how to support the Sanctuary for Independent Media, check us out online at mediasanctuary.org. If you have comments, suggestions, or a sour bone to pick, you can text us at 518-888-3004. Also, be sure to tune in 7 to 10 weeknights for Jazz Sanctuary, a wonderful celebration of all that is creative, dedicated to supporting jazz in the Hudson Mohawk region.